This show is part of the Pika Science Podcast, studying the intersection of video games and science.
Bum, 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 bum. I'm listening.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Madison, and joining me today is...
Lila.
And this is... Lila's Lessons. So, what are we talking about today, Lila?
Bats.
So, what are bats?
They're the only mammal with true flight.
Cool. What else?
There are over 1,400 species of bats.
It's a lot of bats. Let's see, there's the small bat, the big bat, the brown bat, the blue bat, the gray bat, the white bat.
Half of those were not bats.
Got it. So what makes bats so special? Like, what do you like about them?
They use echolocations to various degrees to find food. And some are blind.
Some of them are blind?
Yeah, they don't really need to see.
So they're like Daredevil there?
No.
They can just tell what's going on?
No.
Can you imagine if the Marvel hero Daredevil shouted like a bat?
They scream at everything, and then that's how they see.
Got it. So the sound waves bouncing off the objects.
Oh, they don't always use their mouth. They have a great sense of hearing, and some have special noses to use echolocation.
Wait, their noses help with sound?
So instead of screaming, they snort through their nose.
That's not what happens. What happens?
Leaf noses help with focusing when using echolocation. And it helps the bats distinguish between what's close and what's far away.
Oh, so those special, like, weird leafy noses are actually to help with echolocation.
I don't know why people call them leaf noses. They don't look like leaves. They look like a weird scribble a two-year-old made.
Well, I don't think people would like it if we called them weird scribble a two-year-old made bat.
Probably not.
I mean, maybe? I don't know. I could be wrong. So what else makes them so great?
Only one species of bat drink blood.
Oh, I know this. Count Dracula.
No.
No?
Vampires are not bats.
But there are vampire bats.
Yes, but they're not actually vampires.
They're not the monster of vampire.
No, they drink blood, but they're not a vampire.
But they don't drink human blood, do they?
No. Mostly, like, cows, sheep, and...
And they don't, like, suck it out, right?
No. And it's not that much either.
They kind of just, like, lap it up?
Only, like, a teaspoon, and yeah.
So, you heard it here. Vampires will not drink your blood unless you already have a cut.
What?
What?
They don't.
It was a joke. Okay. Sorry. So, what else do we know about bats?
Some bats hibernate and fly south, so...
Yeah, so they can do it somewhere warm?
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Most bats are nocturnal, and many are insectivores or herbivores.
Oh. So they don't even eat people.
No.
Mm.
Most eat fruit. Some do eat small birds, reptiles, fish, and mammals.
Oh, there's like a fishing bat, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
Some are pollinators. Bats roost upside down. And some bats can fly as fast as 99 miles per hour.
Can they time travel?
No.
Are you sure? Because when you hit 88 miles per hour.
Where did you get that from?
Back to the future? Yeah, we have to go back to the future.
But you're going back to the future.
Yeah.
But the future.
Because we ended up in the past. And in the past, our mother has a crush on us.
You're still in the present then.
No, because we're in the past.
If you're right there in it, then it's the present, not the past.
No, but it's the past that you're presently in.
So it's the present.
I guess. Okay. What else about bats?
Bats have thin fur and membranes that make them cold.
Oh, yeah. We were watching a video about that. They have to stay near warmer places because their fur and skin membranes are so thin that they actually get cold easily.
They do.
You know, I learned that during childbirth, a mother bat may hang by its thumbs and use its tail membrane as a basket. So it doesn't drop? The baby doesn't drop?
If a baby falls on the floor of a cave, the bugs on the cave will eat it before it has time to get back up onto the wall of the cave.
No, that's not for every species.
Not for every species.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's cool to know, though. So bats have been around for a long time, right?
They've been around for 50 million years.
Wow.
Bats have a wide variety of facial structures and can be organized into three major groups.
Yeah. Now, we're not going to go through the classification and categorization of those groups because they were very complex.
Yes.
But what we can say about bat faces
is some have long, narrow faces and some have short, round faces. Some have leaf noses and some look like dogs.
That's why they call them pups.
No. There is a bat, the bulldog bat. Its face looks like a bulldog and it's so weird.
Can you imagine a bulldog flying?
Except it has eyes like that.
Do you think the bulldog bat snorts?
No. Bats' wings are thin skin membrane that stretches between the fingers. Bats vary in sizes. The giant flying fox has a 5-foot wingspan. Kitty hog-nosed bat has a 5-inch wingspan.
That one's also called like the bumblebee bat, right?
Yeah.
So they range from pretty big, you know, bigger than you, to kind of small.
Yeah. Bats are on every continent except Antarctica, and bats have 4 fingers and a thumb. The thumb is a hook-like nail on the top of the wing. Many people associated bats with evil, which I would just like to say is not true. Bats are not evil. They're just an animal. They're not going to hurt you. They're just an animal.
Now, those golden retrievers you have to watch out for.
No.
Okay.
Golden retrievers are a family dog breed.
Okay. They kill more people than sharks.
Technically, that's true, but...
So, we need to talk about the Pokemon behind the bats, right? Mm-hmm. And what connections they have. So, first we have Zubat and Golbat, which we said...
A vampire bat because it feeds on blood.
Yeah. And the poison typing may also be due to vampire bats' anticoagulant saliva, mm-hmm. which actually... acts like a poison and prevents the coagulation of the blood, which makes it easier for it to kind of bleed out. Additionally, Crobat, in addition to the vampire bat, though,
is a Mexican free-tailed bat, but which may have had the highest horizontal flight speed of any animal.
Yeah, and Crobat's really fast. It has an incredibly fast mm-hmm. speed stat. It has made it really useful and competitive for many, 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 many years.
Woobat?
Yeah, our next buddy is Woobat.
Honduran white-nosed bat.
Yeah, because it's like white coloration, mm-hmm. right?
Or the heart-nosed bat.
Because it's got that weird heart nose.
With no eyes.
And Swoobat, though, may also in addition...
be a leaf-nosed bat.
Yeah, like a horseshoe bat, which is a type of leaf-nosed bat.
Or a weird scribbled 2-year-old made bat.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Noibat, you may not understand this, but... So the first adjust, it's probably a bat. But its wings has too many fingers to be a bat. So what I'm saying is that Noibat is based on a wyvern, which is a dragon from Germanic lore. This fits Noibat, though, because it's dragon type as well. Mm-hmm. Now, Noivern, we said in addition to that...
Long-eared bats have huge ears to hear echolocation.
And we know that this is like a group of bats, and it's a pretty big group. And Noivern has some of those traits. Finally,
Lunala.
Our last bat. Yeah, Lunala. You used to use Lunala in competitive.
The coloration could be based on the ghost bat, which is white and gray. Many based on the Hawaiian...
Hoary bat,
Hoary bat, due to the silver tint they have and being the only terrestrial mammal in Hawaii.
Yeah, could be. So now that we talked about what they might be based on, let's talk about their... adaptations. So first we have Zubat.
It lives in colonies and uses echolocation to see. It can fly in complete darkness and can drain opponents of energy. The poison can help weaken the prey.
Yeah, so I think Zubat and Golbat have these same adaptations which allow them to hunt when other things can't see. And because they can drain energy, it means that successful hunts are that much better because not only are you weakening the prey,
so they making drain it, energy like a vampire bat?
Kind of, yeah. Because not only are you weakening the prey.
Except they won't stop draining energy.
We did read that. We have that right here, a Golbat, right?
Yeah.
We said it's kind of parasitic,
it's
right?
It's almost parasitic. It won't stop draining energy until nothing's left, even if it becomes too big to fly.
Kind of like a tick, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. The fangs can pierce thick hide, and they're hollow like straws.
I think Pokemon needs to pick a lane. Like, are they strong enough to pierce hide, or are they thin like straws and they break easy? It said both.
So
it literally said both.
Vampire bats' tongues are like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how they... Yeah, it's kind of gross, but...
So what about Crobat? What adaptations does Crobat have? Because you and I were laughing at this, and we'll talk about the laughter
like
in a minute.
It's like Gengar with wings. It has an extra set of wings for speed and maneuvering. It can be very quiet, and it moves stealthily. It switches wings to... If it flies too long, it becomes tired. The dark coloration helps it blend in with the night, and it can drink any blood.
No.
It did say that its back legs would turn into wings, but in the picture, it had feet.
Yes, it said it evolved, its back legs evolved into wings. But it does have feet. And at first, you and I thought maybe they were just like little leggy appendages, like almost like little tail things hanging.
Or like the tarantula's like
yeah.
extra.
But then we saw, I think it was the Ruby and Sapphire sprites where
its legs were crossed.
Well, no, it clearly had toes and feet.
Yeah. So I was like, are the feet not connected to the legs?
Did the legs and feet separate? Yeah.
Like
weird evolutionary processes here.
I don't know.
It's like feet attached to a torso, but then the legs turn into wings?
I don't know.
Pokemon doesn't understand how evolution works.
No, they don't. They don't understand anything.
What about Woobat?
It uses echolocation, and it lives in dark places. The heart nose used for the heart nose is used for suction on cave walls.
Yeah, I remember we read that. If you see the heart shaped on the cave walls, you
Woobat lives there.
Yeah, you know Woobat lives there. It's kind of weird.
The psychic typing helps it catch its prey.
Yeah, just move it to where it wants it. So we also have Swoobat, which is kind of like Woobat, but different.
But cuter, because it has eyes.
Yeah. Tell us about Swoobat.
It uses ultrasonic waves that comes from its nose.
Yeah.
Its ultrasonic waves can destroy rocks, apparently.
Not how that works,
no,
but okay.
Okay. It uses the ultrasonic waves for
courting purposes. So you don't know what that is. Courting is when they're trying to attack mates. And one of the Dex entries said that when male Swoobats are doing this, its sound waves can actually impact the mood of humans.
That's actually kind of cool, though. Is a bad mood or a good mood?
Like, make you happy and relaxed?
Huh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be by it.
So now we have Noibat.
It lives in pitch black caves, and it uses high frequency sound waves, and it can make people dizzy. It only eats ripe fruit, and it can produce any wavelength of sound.
Yeah, so it has the adaptation that it can make any wavelength, which is kind of weird. And then also the fact that it can use sound waves to make people dizzy, that does make sense if the waves were targeting, like, the inner ear. That actually does make sense.
Lunala?
No, what about Noivern?
Noivern, its waves are strong enough to reduce rocks to pebbles.
And it's very aggressive, right? It said that even high dragons are afraid of it.
So I don't get that, though, because...
It's an adaptation. If things are afraid to mess with you, then you live longer.
Yeah, but also, if things are afraid of you, then are other Noivern's afraid of you?
I don't know.
Lunala.
Okay, tell us about Lunala.
It can travel to other worlds.
Great adaptation.
And it steals light.
Great adaptations.
So happiness or like light?
Like light. Like it takes away and makes the world dark. Yeah, but then nothing can see it.
Yeah, but also how is it going to give the light back?
Maybe it doesn't need to.
It can only take away light for 8 seconds.
Okay, that's it. The length of time for the
light. 8 minutes.
Is it the length? You mean the length of time from the sun to the earth?
Yeah, was it 8 minutes or seconds? I don't know. 8 minutes?
Okay, so now we gotta talk about closing here. And there are a lot of threats to bats, right?
Light pollution is causing a lower number of insects.
Yeah, and you and I talk about this a lot, about fireflies or lightning bugs, as people call them, and how it used to be more abundant when I was your age, that I could walk outside and I see thousands.
And now I only see like a few.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing.
people injure or harm bats because they're scared that they're vampires.
Well, not just that. During COVID, there was the whole issue with people blaming bats for the virus. And people
should have worn masks.
Well, so one of the things that people thought during the virus is that the virus itself came from bats and spread to humans, and so people were killing bats because of this.
It's not fair because they're bats. They don't know how to not spread a virus.
Well, and also don't keep them where you eat.
Yeah, that's
those are really simple. Don't keep wild animals near your food. Personally, I try not to. So there's a few other threats.
Pesticides can greatly harm bats.
And we know that they have thin membranes, so that actually impacts their susceptibility to
poisons.
But
also, they eat bugs, right?
Yeah, they eat
the pesticides.
Well, and the pesticides gets on fruits and foods, too, that they eat. Yeah, so they're kind of susceptible all around.
Climate change is a threat, and flooding can destroy cave ecosystems, and droughts can impact their food sources.
I don't think we think about how flooding impacts caves enough. Like, those are developed ecosystems where, you're right, there are insects on the floor and bats on the ceiling, and maybe there are other things living throughout the cave on the wall or in ponds. One flood can take out the entire cave ecosystem.
Yeah.
And there are some cave ecosystems that are so specialized that there are animals that only live in that one particular cave. So it's definitely a threat. And I think habitat loss is another issue. We talked about fragmentation, which is where habitats are being torn apart. So maybe a road's being put through it. But also destruction. Habitats being fully developed. I know that we've seen that neighborhoods where bats once lived, you know, they return to it. I saw this growing up, actually, that the house I originally grew up in, when I was real little, they started developing nearby. And we had more and more bats on our street as the development continued because they were moving out of the development way. And also because my neighbors had a big pool.
The white nose syndrome?
Yeah.
It has spread to more than half of the bats in the United States, killing millions of bats, up to 99% of some bat colonies. Humans can spread this virus easily, and it can spread from bat to bat too.
Yeah, so this virus, it originated in New York, and within like a decade and a half, it has spread across the entire country. Fungal infection is another big one. They do get fungus easily. Those are also spread similar mechanisms. And you have to think climate change does impact the growth of fungus. We actually know this, that fungal infections actually are becoming a bigger threat in nursing homes than viral infections.
Nursing homes?
Yeah. And I know, again, like, my background's not the same as Brittany or and she can correct me, but it's my understanding that fungal infections are starting to become a bigger threat because they're harder to treat than viruses or bacteria. So conservation, what can we do to help, and what do we know about conservation?
Some researchers and conservationists are building large bat houses for bats, and I don't mean, like, the little, like, foot-tall ones. I mean really big ones.
Yeah.
This is because humans are damaging their homes or waking bats out of hibernation. Some protections include grates over caves. You can put up a bat house, and if you see a bat, just leave it alone.
And if you see a dead bat, you actually should report it. You should report it to your local agencies in case there is a virus spread or a fungal.
Oh.
Yeah, you need to report it right away. So bats are pretty great, especially being pollinizers and being that they help with insect populations. We want them around, so do your part and
don't kill them.
Let sleeping bats lie. Until next time, thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Thank you.